The One Who's Not the One by Keris Stainton. Read by Hannah Zoe Ankara for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Then. Kat had been lying awake for at least an hour before she decided to get up. The house was too quiet. There was no way she was going to get back to sleep. She couldn't even get her eyes to close. Sam was lying on his back, one arm behind his head, the other across his chest, his forehead furrowed in a frown. She thought about waking him, but instead she swung her legs out of bed, pulled on Sam's hoodie, and tiptoed out of the room. If she was at home, she'd have to use the light on her phone to avoid the bags and boxes and other random detritus scattered around. But Sam's mum's place was like Kelly's. Everything was perfect and tidy and organised. In the daytime, Kat found it comforting. But at night, something about it bugged her. She went to the bathroom, peed, and stared at herself in the mirror. Swiped at the dark circles under her eyes with her thumbs, pushed her hands back through her hair, sighed. She needed a cup of tea. There was enough moonlight coming through the windows on the landing, and at the bottom of the stairs, she didn't need to put a light on, so she padded down in her bare feet and headed for the kitchen, flicking the light on as she pushed the door open. "Shit!" Harvey yelled from the dining table, pushing his chair back and making the legs screech across the tile. "Fuck me!" Kat yelped, her heart racing. "Oh my God!" Harvey was already laughing, a hand over his eyes. "Turn it off!" Kat flicked the light back on again and closed the door behind her as she stepped into the room. "What the fuck?" Harvey was sitting at the dining table, his curly hair pointing in every direction, his hand no longer covering his face, which Kat could see was puffy from sleep. "I couldn't sleep," Harvey said. "Although I was just starting to drift off when you scared the living shit out of me." Kat laughed. "I scared you. I wasn't expecting anyone else to be up. I nearly wet myself." "Sorry. Do you think anyone heard?" Kat scoffed. "We both screamed like little girls, so I'd be surprised if they didn't." She stared at him for a second. "I was just going to make a tea. Do you want one?"
"I was,
He scratched the back of his neck.
"Actually, yeah. Tea sounds good. I'll do it."
He pushed his chair back again and made to stand up. "You're okay," Kat said. "I can." She wanted something to focus on that wasn't Harvey. In the kitchen, in a t-shirt and shorts, looking soft and sleepy and really, really hot.
"You couldn't sleep either?" Harvey asked, as Kat filled the kettle. "I mean, obviously you couldn't."
"I woke up," Kat said without turning round. "And then that was it. Wide awake."
"Sam snoring."
Kat laughed. "Nah, fast asleep though. He can sleep through anything." She turned to glance at the door then. "Seems like we didn't wake up anyone after all."
"Just dusty," Harvey said, and Kat saw the family cat had hopped up on Harvey's lap.
"Hey," Harvey said in a sing-song voice. "Human cat is making tea."
"Don't you start," Kat said. Sam had started the human cat thing and thought he was very funny. "Mind if I turn the oven light on?"
"It's fine," Harvey said. "It was just the big light. It's really fucking bright."
The light from the cooker hood bathed the countertop in a warm orange while Kat finished making the tea and then took it over to the table where Harvey was nuzzling Dusty, who'd already had enough and was trying to get away from him.
"What about you?" Kat asked Harvey. "Reason you're not asleep right now?" "Oh, I just, you know, woke up and started thinking about how I don't know what I want to do with my life. Nothing important." He smiled, dipping his head, his hair falling down over his face.
Dusty jumped down.